With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Trade has been a very big story this year for some farmers, but it's a different story altogether for ranchers. Mike McCulley with the American Angus Association shed some light on what's happening in the beef industry where trade is concerned this year.
You know, this summer in the beef marketplace, we've seen lots of changes. We've seen lots of interesting dynamics being played out. On the positive side, we've seen some movement on trade negotiations, both with Europe and more recently here with Japan, which I think has been very supportive to overall beef demand and the boxed beef trade. I think most are seeing those as really positive movements for our overall marketplace and this continued global market that we operate in, and making sure we can trade with as many partners that want to trade with us as a country. You know, the U.S. continues to, I think, be a strong negotiator on many of these tariffs and some of the barriers that are out there, and making sure that, again, we've got a level playing field to be able to offer up our products and trade with those different countries that really demand and desire U.S. corn-fed, high-quality beef, and to make sure that there's not undue tariffs and restrictions in the way that keep that from happening. So, you know, I think we're making some progress.
He also discussed the impact of fake meat on the beef industry, which is something we'll discuss tomorrow. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.